Hey, today I'm visiting with Lauren Cruz with Slater FFA alumni. Lauren, you have a great organization, always doing a lot to help Slater FFA. And you've got a great event going on this week. Let's tell folks all about it.
So Saturday is our annual baked potato supper on March 7th from 4:30 to 7 p.m. in the Slater School cafeteria. This is actually our 35th year of the baked potato supper. And it was started initially those 35 years ago by parents and advisors to help the active chapter. So that's what we're still trying to do.
Has anybody counted the potatoes, how many you served in those 35 years?
We need to do some math, but we get bigger every year, so that's a good problem.
There you go.
So with this meal, you get a very large potato with any topping you can think of, salad, side, bread, and dessert. It is $8 for adults, $5 for kids, and we are having our silent auction items available for bidding this year again.
You always have some great items for that, I know, and I'm sure this year's no exception on those bid items.
We have a lot this year, which is another good problem. They do benefit students traveling to Washington Leadership Conference, other leadership trips, scholarships for seniors, and any classroom labs that need assistance. So this year we have an FFA quilt, some embroidered bags, an AeroRock experience basket, which is exciting, other gift baskets with desserts and other Slater items, and then some decorative signage.
Well, Lauren, you know, you hear a lot of restaurants advertise their drinks and their milkshakes, and they're like 1,000 varieties. Well, same way with this potato bar. There's so many possibilities with that potato. You fix it just however you like it.
Exactly. I kind of keep some toppings back for myself at the end of the night, but it's hard to choose. So I would recommend getting a carryout along with your dine-in table.
There you go. Talking Slater FFA, they've been successful. Of course, your husband, Zach's been an advisor for many years here. And you know, the community here supports the FFA so well. I know it'll be the same way with this. One example of that with the community, the faculty and school, when they leave for their trips down to state to compete against state convention, there are people lined up all up and down the streets there to wish them well and send them off. And I know you have a large part to do with that, but they send them off with some of your mother-in-law's great cinnamon rolls too.
Yes, and I try to sneak one myself, but it kind of makes you tear up a little bit because it's contest season, so hopefully we get another one of those. But we are so fortunate to have the Slater community and surrounding communities supporting and KMMO every time we do one of those. So we are thankful.
Well, once again, Lauren, let's tell folks the baked potato supper, when it is, the times, cost for that, and everything else.
Okay, so this Saturday, March 7th, from 4:30 to 7 in the Slater School cafeteria, it's $8 for adults, $5 for kids. Come get a couple spuds and enjoy.
Very good. Is there anything you'd like to add?
I just want to say thank you again for all of the support over these 35 years. I wasn't alive for all of them, but we love to continue this tradition. So we're looking forward to seeing everybody.
Very good. Lauren, thanks so much.
Thank you.
With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.